I'm here. I'm back. It's Sunday. It's 2 p.m. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's sort of a big day. I don't know if you know what it is. It's Halloween. I don't know. So the theme today is Halloween. I'm also full disclosure, running on maybe 3 hours of sleep max. So be prepared for more antics than usual. Yes. So I apologize in advance for the antics, but hopefully we'll have a great show today. I have some spooky songs lined up for you. This next one, I couldn't not play on Halloween. Honestly, not my favorite song off of the album that this song is on, but it's called Halloween. And it's by Phoebe Bridgers. Not salty about not getting concert tickets in Boston at all. So I'm going to play this song, and hopefully in the next 5 minutes while this song plays, I'll somehow get more settled in and figure out how to collect myself so I can host this radio show for an hour today. This one is called Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. Enjoy.
Asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask, baby. It's Halloween, and we can be.
And I'm back. That was the Smiths. How soon is now? Feels like a sort of quintessential Halloween song. But I was just thinking, like, my Halloween has never sounded like that. It'd be pretty cool. I unfortunately just sort of have, like, a more Phoebe Bridgers-like Halloween. not to sound depressing or anything. I also realized while I was playing those two songs that I didn't say any of the things that I, like, probably need to say. Not that I really have anything that I need to say on this show, because I sort of just have this platform to, you know, play my little songs and have my fun. There's not really any form, because it's freeform radio. That's right. So I figured there's not a better time than now to say all the things that I missed. First of all, the show is called Bean Tunes. I haven't explained why it's called Bean Tunes this season of Bean Tunes yet. we're in the second season, I need to explain. So Bean Tunes is called Bean Tunes because I play tunes and my childhood nickname was Bean. And we also happen to be in Bean Town, so felt ever more relevant. Yeah, that's why it's called Bean Tunes. A friend came up with it because I actually don't have any creative ideas myself, so I just like to take advantage of the fact that I have friends that have good ideas sometimes. Only sometimes. Which is also why this show is not going to be funny today. I had a really good show last week because I had my friend Mila join me in the studio. She's not back. Not because she wasn't welcome back. It's just I was really tired and then I didn't text anyone to come with me to the studio today. So there's that. The other thing. Please call in. Say hi. Tell me about your like spooky Halloween stories. Tell me about your most epic costume or your worst costume or like embarrassing Halloween stories, or just don't talk about Halloween at all. The number to call in is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Also, somehow had some sort of intrusive thought moment there. My mom said that I talk too fast on this show, so I'm going to be really intentional about talking very deliberately and clearly for you guys. anyway, those are all the things that I wanted to say. I'll have more for you later, so stay tuned for that. I know you guys love to hear me talk. Watching the listener count drop by the minute. This next one is not, like, none of the next songs have anything to do with Halloween, really. They just have sort of a spooky vibe or have something to do with, like, the paranormal or, like, time. I don't know. I feel like the idea... Okay, let's, like, not make this intellectualized at all, but, like, a lot of these songs have to do with, like, time and space, and I feel like have sort of a spooky vibe. I don't know, history is spooky, I guess. It's really stretched today, guys. I'm trying my best. It's really tough when I don't have someone else in here giving me moral support. So probably next time there will be someone here. Never doing this again. So this one is called Nude. It's from Radiohead's 2007 album In Rainbows. Again, not anything to do with Halloween, but I hope that you are spooked out by it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away.
Well, I really think you should quit smoking.
Hey, I'm back. That was How Does It Make You Feel by Air. I found the song over the summer. Unsure how or why. Sort of a random pick. But I love the, like, sort of robotic voice, which I actually just looked up because Wow, okay, let's slow down. Let's collect ourselves. Okay, let's start over. I found this song over the summer. Didn't really know who it was by or what it was about until literally just now when I looked it up because I was curious. Apparently the song is about space probes. I totally thought it was some sort of like dystopian song about someone potentially being in love with a robot. But I think it has its similar vibe, but space. Yeah. Spooky. Yeah. I think we're sticking to the theme. This next one is from The Avalanches. But before we do that, wow, totally forgot. We're about the halfway mark of the show, which means it's time for a PSA. This one I've actually never seen before, but I hope you enjoy. This is a public service message from BostonScienceLectures.com. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. So check out BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Of course I chose to read that one because I'm a lecture-loving friend myself. Yeah, who doesn't love a lecture? So much to love. So much to love, especially when people are sick. I was telling my friend this week that, like, now, so I don't have COVID, but I've had this sort of, like, lingering asthma thing, which is really cool because it's, like, not, feels like one of those things that's not contagious. I mean, it's, like, not because it's asthma, but it's really, like, just a game class now. I'm not really learning anything. I'm just playing this little game that's not coughing in my big lecture with 300 people. Or the best play is when there's like a funny joke, when the professor cracks like a really great joke, then you squeeze in a cough when everyone's laughing. Super, super sneaky. Okay, I need to stop laughing at my jokes on this show because I don't actually do that when I'm in person with people making jokes. I don't laugh at my own jokes because that's so uncool. But when you're sitting in a room alone and you make a joke, it sort of feels like someone needs to laugh, which is like why I need to hear some more uproar. Mila and I talked about this last week. I'm not hearing the laughs loud enough from the Tufts campus. I feel like some of these jokes, I should be able to hear it from the studio. Okay, back to the songs. This one, also not Halloween themed at all. We're trying our best. A lot of these songs are just like sad, which I think is spooky in a way. Sometimes sad things are more scary than things that are supposed to be scary, like ghosts. I think I'm probably more scared of being sad than seeing a ghost. Let's not get into that. This next one is from The Avalanches. It's called Frontier Psychiatrist. This one is actually sort of fun. It was reissued this summer, and then somehow started listening to it. It's from their album Since I Left You. Again, this one is called Frontier Psychiatrist.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and big midgets
and the Indians
and what frontier
psychiatrist? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of
20,000 girls
and milk rectangles.
Two an optometrist,
a man with a golden eyeball
and tight new buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd
get the violin.
Hello. Screwed it up on the fade, but you know, that's just how today's going. Just gonna roll with punches. That one was Time the Donut of the Heart by J Dilla. Again, the theme is loose today, and every day with this show. But I think all these songs are, if not spooky, there's something inherently paranormal about sampling. Let's just say it. I wrote an essay about this, and like, I don't want to be that guy, but I wrote an essay about it in my class last semester. Specifically, the essay was about D'Angelo's voodoo. And like, we don't really have to go into this because that sucks, and I don't want to be that person who's talking about my essay on, like, for, you know, in social situations or whenever. But whatever. I'm gonna do it. Watch me. Anyway, this next one is called Send It On by D'Angelo. This song is, like, about being possessed by the Holy Ghost. And, I don't know, D'Angelo seems like has, like, this really cool way of being, like, enchanted and possessed and in music. And I think that, like, there's an argument to be made that all artists sort of have, like, elements of that in their music. Because... I don't know. It's just more fun to believe that writing music is, like, an act of possession or being possessed. And, yeah, maybe we should just make life more fun by believing that. So, again, this one is Send It On by D'Angelo. Beautiful song. Hope you enjoy it.
Send it to. with you. To me, something that I do desire. Struggling, singing in something that I made aside. So I'm sending, yeah, something to do.
T4K5Z.
Alrighty guys, it's almost the end of the hour, so that means it's time for me to end my show, unfortunately. That last one was from J. Paul. Love J. Paul. I always like have phases with J. Paul where I listen to like him only, like on repeat, but I'm not letting myself do that. Not today. so that was our Halloween show. Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next week. Hopefully for a guest. Loved having a guest last time because the show was just, like, better. It was funnier. and I don't just need myself to pull my, like, I can't just pull myself together most days. So I usually need someone to be here in the studio with me. So look forward to that. Look forward to a better show next week. Anyway, happy Halloween, and I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. Hope it's not too spooky, or hope it is spooky. This has been a great hour. Thanks, guys. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace out, guys. See you next week.